Let's send it for O. Nikki, Harley Quinn. Ah, what it is. Let's go.
You know who it is, no need for introduction. Miss O and Nikki, Holly so destructive. A few got a problem, they know not to fuck with. Bad bitch from B-more, strip you down to nothing. Hit them with the lockjaw, then get to busting. The war starts screaming, there is no discussion. Now fists get to swinging, frontals getting pulled out. Bitches getting scraped up, showing what we all about. Back to the paper, a finger to my haters. They all gonna die, they will see later. I gave them all a chance, but now time's up. But the cinema to hell, gasoline for you mutts. Never say that, the pussy run the world. I care about your ego, fixing brain a murder. What's that you say you don't see? Boy, better pray now, say I the mercy. All white Mercedes, rolling down green out. Got a sealer bag, niggas mad, many things out. Trees like a greenhouse, blow stay smoking, niggas bleed. Bring the team out, the heat starts swirling. Nikki bring the Mac like it's World War III. Couple burners in the seat, enemies don't see. Say you wanna rap, girl, better take heed. It's a tough city, and me, I got the heat, baby. Know who it is, no need for introduction. Miss O and Nikki, Holly so destructive. A few got a problem, they know not to fuck with bad bitches, Nikki. Yeah, Holly, yeah. I'm flustered.
Look here, nigga, don't you fuck with us. In the wrong day, end up in the hospital. I don't understand why these niggas must be tough. Do they know the kind of people that roll with us? Yeah, I know this nigga, he don't got no time for dumb things. He put the metal to your mouth like a tongue ring. My fists are a real couple, so don't blink. They will take anyone to bed cause they both swing. You getting close, line. Nigga, I don't mind. My fist will call sign. You wanna dance, then I can dance, I guarantee ya. If you wanna call me a nigga, then I can be one. So what if I'm not passable? Cause if I walk up and clack you, then who's clackable? And when I look at your face, it's so slappable. And when I get to that point, I'm unstoppable. And I don't care where you live, I'm gonna catch a bus. And channel all of my energy just to smack a hoe. There's a new episode of Harley Quinn and Miss O. You better watch it because you don't know who you be.
You know who it is, no need for introduction. Miss O and Nikki, Holly so destructive. A few got a problem, they know not to fuck with. Bad bitches, Nikki, Holly got them flustered.
Miss O got to go in Texas, she's going to fly me out. Fly me out. What? Hold on. You say I got to bring down one gun now.
We're live, what's good? It's the Fast Lane, I'm Great Bossanova, and we got Miss Amira O.
What's up, you guys?
Yeah, today we're here with Flash, independent artist.
Welcome.
Gang.
All that good stuff. How you doing today, Flash?
Hey, man, gangin', man. You already know what I said in my song. I'm getting it at the Y. I'm at work right now, getting it right now. You know what I'm saying? Getting that chicken.
Already.
You know what I'm saying?
Already.
All I've been doing is
we
promoting all day,
you.
Man. Shout out 585, G.
Already. We appreciate you for taking time out.
Gang.
During the call in. We definitely appreciate it. So what's good? Let us know who you are and where you're from.
Hey, man, I'm Flash from Rochester, New York, man. 585, man. I go by J23 when I do another song coming soon, J23, you know what I'm saying? I just turned 23 years old this year, man. Gang is what I do. Gang is what I rep. Flash J the Gang coming up, man, you know what I'm saying? Coming soon, a lot of more heat, a lot of more drip, a lot more sauce. I talk, you know what I mean? I talk real shit because I live real shit, you know what I'm saying? When Kid Gooch get out, he going to be getting cooch. You feel me? Gang.
Where you at, New York?
Already.
Where you from?
Rochester, New York, born and raised.
Oh, word. Awesome.
Rochester,
hey.
They can move. Y'all up there moving around.
Oh,
look
at Lucy's on the line. Hello,
yeah.
Lucy.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome, Lucinda.
I'm in the building.
Yes. So tell us about Drip A Lot.
Drip A Lot, man. Drip A Lot came from, you know what I'm saying? I just know. This generation loves sauce, you know what I mean? They love drip, you know what I mean? They love the sauce, they love to say that in their song. So, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I drip a lot. I got to bring it to the table, you know what I'm saying? I gotta show y'all what I'm working with, man. In a few
months, right.
Yeah, give me 2 years, man. Give me 2 years, and I will be on the top of a billboard. Amen. You feel me? Flat.
Y'all heard that here.
All
right. Speak my radio.
All right.
I heard it here first. So what we're gonna do right now? We're gonna get right into
Triple
Live.
Wait, what was that flash, honey? Was that a sound effect?
Hold on.
Did you just say
hey,
that?
Hey, that's me. That's me all day. When you hear that, turn me up, man. Flat.
Do it again.
Turn me up.
Work, okay?
Flat.
Here we go with that Triple Live flash. We'll be right back.
This is another
WBENT.
I'm live in Austin, Texas, on the radio right now.
Turn
they play
me
my music.
Hey, flash. Hey.
Frozen.
Ooh.
Killer Shane.
Ooh. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, ooh. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, ooh. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, water. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, gang. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, water. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, flash. Bitch, I drip a lot, flash. Ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, gang. Bitch, I drip a lot, ooh. Watch me whip the pots, ayy. I got the chicken spot, trap. My niggas with me a lot, gang. I put the sauce in the pot, ayy. She said I drip a lot, ayy. So I keep them racks on lock, ayy. Y'all broke your axe a lot, ayy. I'ma kick shit like free. Smoke a dozen niggas smell like reefer. Ayy, way too much smoke, can't see it. Ayy, I know my shit bumping through your speakers. Ayy, slash at the gang, know you see it. Ayy, freaky kid, Gucci needs a friend. Ayy, walked in with gang, so I'm tweaking. Ayy, too many fake niggas, I don't see them. Cats pulling up doing the salsa walk. I know I got the sauce, look the way I walk. New face on and they white as chalk. They're coming with a tire, you will just bark. Got my dogs with me and they ready to bark. Game boy and niggas ain't for the talk. Little niggas acting funny like Kevin Hart. Till I up that bitch out the backyard. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, ooh. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, ooh. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, water. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, gang. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, water. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, ayy. Bitch, I drip a lot, flash. Bitch, I drip a lot, flash.
Hey, I like that little joint.
Gang, gang, gang. I know y'all would.
Yeah, that's cute.
That's so what? So tell us how this all started.
Well, to be honest, Drip A Lot started from, I just feel like I got that sauce, you feel me? And niggas know that, you feel me? You can ask any of my friends, any of my gang niggas, you can ask Kid Goose, T-Ross, Swift Gnosis, all my niggas, you know what I'm saying? Follow my son Swift Gnosis on SoundCloud right now, he booming. But I got that sauce. I got what you need. It's more heat coming. I got a new track coming through, Benjamin's. I'm talking too much. Just know that's coming soon. My videos will be hitting YouTube soon in spring. Everything will be dropping. More promotion going. You feel me? I'm dropping that cash. I'm letting niggas know I'm not afraid to shine. I'm not afraid to spend that cash because I'm about to be on the billboard in the less than 2 years. Probably this year.
Yeah, you're not.
Tell
Double
XL, hit me
you're
up.
You're not talking. Blah! I don't think you're talking. I don't think you're talking too much. This is your interview. This is your moment.
Oh,
no.
So. Gang, gang.
Right, right. We listening to you. We trying to, you know, one thing about Street Smart Radio, we, like I told you, we do everything raw and uncut. So we like people to come through, like I told you, relax, be themselves. Tell us about you, you know.
Oh,
let
hell yeah, man. I'm lit, man.
Going.
Y'all going to find that
this
out real soon.
So do you got anything besides music going on? Anything else you looking into? Any, you know,
hey, man,
branding?
You follow me
any,
on,
you, know,
you follow me on Instagram, /_585. You're going to see hella comedy. I used to do comedy heavy. I used to have a group named No Damn Sense. But we fell off because, you know, life happens. People get grown.
Right.
People, you know what I mean? Got their own lives, you know what I mean? But by the grace of God, I still have all my friends from high school, from out the mud, from the hood, still to this day. So when you see me on stage, that's a gang. Flash!
Okay. Okay, okay. So how long have you been performing?
Huh?
How long have you been performing?
Well, I've been rapping for now. It's March, right, y'all? Oh, yeah, and I got the gang with me. So they're here. But I've been rapping for a year and 3 months. I started rapping and going real hard because Brody went up, you know what I mean? He just turned 18, but as I say, Kid Gucci, my songs a lot, a free Samaj. Brody went up, and I got to let him come home. He got to come home to some chicken. You know what I'm saying? He got to come home to some bread in his pocket. So at the end of the day, I'm going to make it for him, you feel me? He's going to have some a couple commas in his bank account by the time he touched down next January. Free Kid Gucci.
Okay, okay. You guys, I love your energy. That energy is always great. I love it.
Y'all about to see. Y'all going to see. Mark my words. If God, by God's willing, y'all going to see me.
So
what influenced you to be a rapper? I'm sorry.
Say it again.
What influenced you to want to rap?
Kid Gooch. If I had some Kid Gooch to send in, I would. But all I got is on Instagram. Go on my Instagram. I got snippets of him spitting. Word.
So I see somebody from around your way.
Nah, that's the homie. That's the Brody. That's damn near blood. I grew up with him. You feel me? I got his cousin Savante right here standing next to me. You know what I'm saying?
And what's this?
I grew up with
name?
Brody since day one. Brody been with me through everything. You feel me? Through the hood. Shout out West High. You feel me? That's who we gang up at. Rochester, New York, man. You feel me? But that's the bro. He's locked up right now from doing that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Young Kodak shit. But freaking Gooch. He gonna get out stronger than ever. He got a flow like the goddamn kitchen sink.
Okay. Where can we find his music?
Oh.
Say it again.
Where can we find his music at?
My music. Kid Gooch actually went up before he could get anything off the ground, but he was doing a couple local shows here in Rochester, New York. But other than that, you know, we're gonna have to wait on that. So I got the sauce, like I told him. Over the phone, every time he called from that block, you know what I'm saying? I tell him, listen, yo, I got you, bro. I'm about to go hard on every song. My soul is getting put into every song. When you hear that flash, turn it up, man.
Already, already. So let me ask you a question. As far as right now, what artists are you putting yourself working with? Right now.
Oh, yeah. When my son get free, Tay-K. I need Tay-K to do a feature with me when he get out. Free Tay-K. I got to do a feature with my son, Lil Uzi. I got to do a feature with my new artist that just came up, got signed by YSL, Gunna. Young Thug. Shout out Young Thug. Shout out everybody. Shout out who I like, babe. Dang. Tell Kodak Black. Sign me. Somebody, and the jive is turkey of them all. My nigga Quavo. Tell him I said, walk it like I talk it. Flash, walk it like I talk it. Tell him I said,
I
need to feed you water. In my mouth, I need to feed you water. Splash.
Yeah, I love Quavo.
He said, I like to walk around with my chain loose.
So, as far as the music platforms, where can we find your music at? Tell everybody where we can find your music.
Follow me on SoundCloud at Flash. You can add me on Facebook, Jeremiah Benjamin. Look on my page. Look up J23, the business page. I got all my work on there. Go on my Instagram, Flash_585. Click on the link in my bio. I'm always lit. Add me on the Snap, KingJ_JumpShot. I got all the heat on there. I'm always on there smoking big blunts. I'm always on there with the gang, always on there flashing it up. Feel me? You're always going to see new heat. So follow me. Let's run it up.
Already. We will go. We're going to take a minute and go to break. We'll be right back. We got to wait a minute by Yaki Mike.
The Fast
Lane.
B-Boy.
Cocaine. Pull up in that brand new fit. Haters looking like, oh, can't stand you. Don't I better grind. Came in this bitch for the money, Kevin Federline.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. How you talking about that money, but you never count beans? I don't understand. Hold up, wait a minute. I don't understand. How you talking flipping pies, but you never getting grams? I don't understand. Hold up, wait a minute.
Honestly, Flash don't work with nobody but his friends. I don't work with nobody, but if you ain't grow up with me, you don't get no type of clout, you feel me? I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I'm always with my girl every day. I'm not with no new niggas, you feel me? I'll collab with you if you cool, you know what I'm saying? If you come at me with some cool shit, we collab. But other than that, you're going to hear Flash. You got my boy Spaz from preschool all the way through elementary, all the way through high school, all the way through life. You feel me? He on gang with me. That's the only feature I got. When Kid Gooch get out, that's the other nigga you're going to hear on my music. You're not going to hear a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? My circle really right. tight because I don't trust a lot of niggas.
And that's understandable. I mean, everybody got a method to their madness, and some prefer it to be that way. There's too much greediness and empathy nowadays. You feel me? You got a lot of people
yep.
you fuck with. Everybody ain't for everybody, you know?
That's a fact.
So
keep your circle small at all times because you got to be safe, man. Run them bands up by yourself.
Shit, one of the
best
things.
So I got my lady right here. She's going to finance everything.
I was about to say, one of the best things you possibly could do is be with your lady.
My lady going to finance it all, man. She's going to run it up for me.
She going to keep your ass out of trouble. That's what she's going to do. She
definitely
keep
is.
So anybody have any questions for Mr. Flash? Well, Mr. Flash, we appreciate you
yes, sir.
Today. We for your interview. We definitely look forward to hearing more of your music because you got to send that in.
Definitely.
Of course, Street Smart Radio, we're going to be on top of it. We thank you
dang,
for taking time out of your night while you're at
work. Oh, you already know, man. I thank y'all and I appreciate y'all for y'all time, man. I love y'all.
Yes, and let us
respect.
Know when
you Austin, Texas. Shout out Austin, Texas.
Already. Thank you for calling in.
Amen, y'all.
Ladies,
get with me.
Ladies. How y'all doing tonight? Y'all a bit quiet. I see. Barely. What is that? What y'all doing? Running? Running? So
I'm
how y'all
really
feel about this? All of it? I'm pretty sure y'all heard about all this craziness that has been going on down here for the past month. How y'all feel about that? What y'all got to say about it?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, with the bomb?
Yeah. Who did it? Why? First and foremost, a package came to the house today, and it fucked me up completely because I was like, wait a minute, didn't he just go out? And I had to kick the box like 3 times into the grass to make sure, you know, because I wasn't expecting no package. So
he said, they won't get me.
FedEx man. I looked at the FedEx man, he looked back at me like, what's up? Bruh.
I can imagine the FedEx drivers and the UPS drivers are scared, too. They run around with packages. Could be bombs, right?
Right.
Is that how it works?
Right.
Or is the guy dropping them off, was he dropping them off himself? Like,
He was dropping them off himself, and he was shipping them.
Not shipping them.
He was doing both. He was sending them through FedEx, because one blew up at FedEx in San Antonio, which put the other packages them on alert for the other ones.
Why did the media post an old picture of him? Why didn't they post the picture of how he currently looked? They posted his high school picture.
I hate how media is making him out to not be a terrorist when he was. Like, there is nothing that he did that doesn't scream terrorist, okay?
That's exactly
he
what he
did. On top of that, he was targeting African Americans and Hispanics. So it's just like that. It's
that's
a
hate
terrorist
crime.
On top of a hate crime, that's a terroristic act. Not only you're sending all of these packages through FedEx and or UPS, you're having people paranoid as hell. Like where he blew himself up at. On top of that, I'm just gonna say he's a bitch for that. Because if you was a real motherfucker, let's take Mr. Crazy Ass Manson. He took some motherfucking people out and then looked at everybody in their motherfucking face like, what the fuck you gonna do about it? Okay? He took his motherfucking punishment like a damn man. For him to blow himself up like you a bitch. You knew you was gonna go to jail for the rest of your motherfucking life, and you wasn't man enough to motherfucking take the consequences, but you was quick enough to blow somebody up. Like you a bitch. You a straight up bitch for that. You'll get no credit.
And you know what's crazy about it? They haven't even told the public everything to a T. Like, you gotta go in alternative media to the independent news sources in order to find out everything. Like, I heard this morning driving when I dropped Serenity off to school, which is over there in that area where he lived at and where he blew himself at. We used to actually live in that area. Like, we stayed in that very same hotel when we first moved from Atlanta to here. So it was there, and we had every reason to be as wary as we were because living in Austin, Austin is big, but it's not that big. And from the way that it sounded like he was moving back and forth from north to south. He wasn't going nowhere else in between. It was from north, bam, going straight to south, back north, back south. And I'm like, wait a minute, like, first of all, the first package went off too close to where we reside, you know, where me and my family reside and friends are close to, like right in the vicinity. And then for us to know that the night before we was at South by Southwest in the same area that another they found another package the night before was that just did it for me. I'm like, you know, you got all these people down here during this festival and a block over, literally a block over, there's a package sitting there just waiting to blow up. That's crazy. This guy was going to run into McDonald's if they didn't stop him where they stopped him at. He was going to find the closest McDonald's and go in there and blow himself up. He was going to keep going until he calls, and he said it in a video, he made, that they had, that he was going to keep trying to do as much damage as he could. And he was going to, as soon as they closed in, he was going to go into McDonald's and blow himself up. And I'm like, what? Like, that's terrorism.
They should look into his family and friends. They should, like, be investigating everybody that was involved with him as well.
But hold on. Here's the thing. His roommates, right? He had roommates. How he got a whole bomb-making factory in his room and nobody know he in there making these bombs? And he got roommates.
Right.
Nobody ever went in his room. Like, you won't go in there for a pen or y'all wasn't that close. Like you ain't never have to go, like, it's real, that sound real fishy. That sound real, real fishy. And just like all the rest of these crazy that go and do these school shootings and bombs, why does it always, you notice, and I said this, it always ends with either him killing himself or the police killing him. And we never know exactly what happened because now they dead, right? Dead man can't tell no lies. So we never really going to know exactly what triggered him. They can tell us what they want to tell us, but at the end of the day, for this to be a young man that was homeschooled, that really never had none of these signs, signals, and this is what is always the case. But for it to happen the way that it did with this guy, like, no triggers, nobody understand, point blank period, nobody can put two and two together, something else underlying is there. And they're not telling us something, as always. They're not telling us something.
Definitely prayers out to African American actress Deshawn Monique, who has just passed away. She suffered from a heart attack literally a couple hours ago. She was admitted to a hospital a couple days ago, and I guess she was released. And yeah, they found her. She died at her home today from cardiac arrest, heart attack ish. Of course, you have to wait until the coronary report. But definitely rest in peace to her and prayers to her family. She leaves behind a daughter.
Yeah. I mean, it's all across, even stuff down there, it's all across our country. We're going through it. You know, as a country, we are definitely living in the time. And that's why you have places like Street Smart Radio. So we can just come on here and turn up and let the people know what they need to know. Let them hear this good music that we got to play. We got some new singles dropping this week. And, of course, we always got some hot shit coming in the air. Miss Mira O got her single coming through. Y'all can hear that on Street Smart Radio. It'll be in rotation tonight. You can find it on all other platforms. Mira with the Boss. If y'all ain't heard that, y'all
Mira with
to
the Boss.
Already. Then you got Miss Lucinda Karma. She's dropping her album. She's giving us a special tomorrow on Gospel Hip Hop with the ladies. So y'all definitely need to tune in for that. We also have Tone the Goat, who just dropped the video, the exclusive, on Dirty Gloves. Bust It Down.
Bust It Down.
If y'all haven't gone to see that video, nothing but ass in that video. Viewer discretion advised, because it's nothing but ass. I just want to let y'all know that before y'all don't be surprised. It's just nothing but ass. So, ladies, What y'all got planned? Like, how y'all doing? How y'all liking spring so far?
Spring is awesome. I'm not complaining about spring. Spring has brought nothing but great, nice, warm weather. Too bad for the East Coast, you know, but you know that good snow that y'all got. I'm sorry about that. Sorry, not sorry, but you know, yeah, man, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you know, we agreed to our day of spring with snow and everything, but most of the snow has melted away, and you know, we lost a day out of work, which was sad and unfortunate, but.
It's like 40 something degrees
on the East Coast, and it's all
yeah, it's like 40 something degrees.
77 over here. That's why, you know, like, I love the East Coast. That's where we're from. You know, that's where we rep. However, the weather out here in Texas is way better.
I'm a fall spring person anyway, so I don't really like the heat. Of course, because I'm a dog.
I don't either.
My face is always painted. I can't be melting and falling to pieces and stuff. So I never mind the cold. You know, the cold is my friend.
Falling to pieces, honey.
I love the summertime. I like this good chocolate. Just put this good chocolate out in that sun and just, oh, honey, just glisten. Love it. Love the summer. Love it.
That melanin, baby.
That melanin.
Miss O, you should have saw Jersey out here in Austin, Texas on 6th Street when we came down here to do these good interviews and stuff. This baby, she was strutting through here with them good Manolos, them good Army Fatigue Manolos, strutting that thing.
Yes,
now, they were trying to get Jersey.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Jersey was looking
and
amazing.
I'm going to let the fellas in on a secret real quick. That shit right there with these heels and walking and maintaining our posture and not falling and just getting it every single time, that is an art, okay? Y'all better sit up here and appreciate that art thing because not everybody knows how to master that shit.
Right.
Listen, this baby said, look, she even when she got tired, she said, no, I won't. I'll be damned. I will not.
No, I won't.
I won't. Stretch this thing until I'm done.
I will not walk like my feet hurt or nothing, okay? I will be walking like I am gliding. I am Beyonce on stage, honey. I am giving you stage presence all day.
Yes.
All right? But when
so
I got
wasn't
home,
no hold my
feet
shoes, holding your shoes in your hand.
Why? No,
you
no,
take
no.
Your shoes off.
It would be cute, keeping it cute, and, you know, keep it nice and cute and classy and keep your heels on. And act like you know what you do, how to work them. Some people don't know how to do that. That's an art.
Jersey
so
was moving through
art.
The crowd, baby.
Look,
didn't nobody have to ask for an interview because they was coming to Jersey.
Right. She interviewed everybody, honey, all the hottest stars.
Picture here. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Picture here. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody
says. You know, crazy? We was
art.
Moving a lot. Like, we in those 2 days that we moved like that, like, on the third day, we did a lot of coverage. We got a lot of coverage in order to fill in our gaps as far as our, you know, our documentaries, the Street Smart Radio TV, and everything else. But them first 2 days when we got out there, when I mean we pushed.
We was beating feet.
Beating
okay.
feet through them streets.
But y'all did
I
a
mean,
great job. Y'all did a wonderful job down there.
So we definitely.
I was
exhausted.
Shout out to
I'm like,
and Hybrid Nation because they definitely put us on this weekend for some
Jackie
hot stuff.
Definitely did his thing.
But
yes.
What
definitely
happened to Notorious coming
he
down?
Star.
I thought Notorious Camp and all them was coming.
No, Notorious Camp did not make it. But the Goat Life Gang Camp made it. He actually, Tone the Goat actually performed. The coverage that we got was he was opening up for Jeezy. That's the
right.
Actual the same stage that Dutchess and other independent artists performed on. It was for Dutch Man.
Whoever that guy
was. He was a feature artist. That guy actually contacted us for his footage. He said he's been trying to get that footage and no one has it. So we're about the only one he probably can get it from. Because we got not the whole footage, but we got bit and pieces of the
majority
best parts
of
it. Yeah, so I'm going to zip file it to him. Send it to him. We got a lot of. it was a lot of artists, independent artists, big names that was on Sixth Street actually performing on Sixth Street. Like, no venues. Mm-hmm. They was out there on the streets because they had on every by street, they set up a table with a speaker where artists could go from block to block and perform.
Nice.
Like, they perform in this corner for about an hour or two, or they sit there, and when they feel like they want to move, they can shift to the next block, and that next block is lit, too. So that's what we was doing. We was going from 5th, 6th, 7th, back down, coming back up. Like, we were shifting
random,
around. And then,
random note, the weed truck was out there selling edibles, honey.
Yes.
A whole bus.
Yes.
We had
yes.
a weed bus, okay? And I was wait a minute. I said, this is not real. I took a picture of it and everything. I'm going to show y'all. I took a picture of it and everything. This is ridiculous. I was mad.
Like, they had that weed, honey. Like, Miss O, this how it was.
Darling, that's
me,
my life.
Me and the other cameraman was out there. It was so chill. The cops was out there, everything. Nobody messed with nobody. You can smoke, like, as many blunts as you want right there on Sixth Street. Nobody worried. Nobody was bothered. It was a great environment. It was, like, music everywhere. People
everybody
wasn't, you know.
Smoking everywhere. Just like, damn it, you know. It was like Thursday night. We said, you know what, we're not going to fuck up on Friday night. So Friday night, we was ready and had our own bud.
We were sitting there like, you know, we try to work. We got lit before we left. By the time we got there, the clubs was lit, baby.
Yes.
They was lit.
Over there at Dutch Masters, it was dumb lit. And I was just like, initially, Grayson could not pick up on the scent because, you know, his nose was acting up, okay? I was like, you don't smell
yeah.
that? And at first, he was like, no. And then he was like, oh, now I smell it. And then next thing you know, you just started seeing it. Everybody rolling up,
yeah.
you know, blunts to your
like
left,
you
blunts to your right.
That I put up, you can see it in the videos. The lighters, the blunts, like, if you look closely, they was lit, blood. They was lit. I ain't going to even lie, it was a great experience for us. And like, I've been to South by Southwest before, but I've never partaked in it that extensively as we did this weekend. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to all of us actually doing more events together as we're coming together. Now, that is going to be lit.
Now we do have an event that we will be at next month on the 15th. It will be a rooftop party at the Indigo Hotel for anybody who's going to be in the Austin area. If you would definitely like to come out and get some air time, we will be there April 15th, Indigo Hotel, downtown Austin, rooftop party. Get with it.
Yes, we definitely will be conducting live interviews. We're going to be in our skinny dippers, baby.
Not skinny dip, honey.
Skinny dip. No, skinny dip. Get it in.
Yeah. Definitely on the move.
Now, if somebody skinny dip, I'm just going to stay
Listen,
there
Linda.
And sip my tea.
Right.
Honey,
right.
I'll be taking pictures.
Right. We're going to get
I will
that.
I have all the
you
pictures
know,
and
video. You know, always get that exclusive footage. You think we don't, but we always got it. We always got it. Trust me. We in that corner with that camera, baby. Somebody.
Hello.
Okay.
Got you from the front, okay. back, left, right.
Oh, are you looking forward to this good video shoot you got coming up within the next month?
Yes, I'm so excited. Doing everything I have to do to get my body together as much as I can.
And
she's gonna be right for this video. A mirror with the bars. I'm telling you, we go ahead is yeah, we giving y'all a chance to have y'all good previews now. But we giving you y'all previews. Trust. We about to take it up a notch. Street Smart Radio. Ruby Royal.
Right, we're gonna get the visuals, darling. That's a whole nother story.
Already. We finna get this rolling. It's gonna be a great summer for us. Y'all can sit, trust me, look for Street Smart Radio everywhere because we're expanding all across the country. We got people calling in. One that's interested in joining on, bloggers, entertainers, everybody. Hit us up. Let us know what's good. We're looking to build our team. Look for more people, videographers, photographers. We got a team in Virginia. We got a team in Atlanta. We got a team in Arizona. Shout out to Urban Music Report. We about to send them the footage of actually Tone of Goat's footage from the Dutch Master stage will be on Urban Music Report on all platforms, Apple TV, Roku TV, all of them, Street Smart Radio. Y'all see Urban Music Report TV and Street Smart TV. Y'all will see
Roku.
Us coming. So we doing it. Definitely we doing numbers. But right now we're going
to
go
on the move.
We got E-Rock, Thoughts to Myself. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah.
Cameron.
Yeah. Hey, JB, we finna fuck him up with this one, man. I'm just gonna go straight in out the dome with this motherfucker. This bit ain't nothing like 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Fuck you. Hey, I got thoughts to myself like she being quiet, so I had to lay that long pipe. I want the son of man, I'm like motherfucker Sprite. Yeah, young nigga came, I'ma live my life. I'ma live my life. Niggas hating on me cause I live this life. You a lame nigga, but it's alright. Why I set this money and do it, I'ma live my life. Real niggas looking to me, looking to my eyes. Ay, she know me, we shoot a video and this is great.
Oh,
I got hoes, she got hoes, so I'm fucking dyke. I'm the same nigga going in all night. I got a call from my mama, mama, it's alright. I got God with me, I pray like this every night. I got real niggas with me, they gon' shoot on sight. I got my cousin looking over me, it's alright. Yeah. Man, it's alright. Lot of hoes wanna fucking try to get me, oh. On the same nigga try to do it right, oh. I don't give a fuck about you niggas, and you know I might take your little bitch and make her come up out her clothes. Baby, room the kitchen. Playing with the stove.
Yeah.
But I'm still fucking bitches. Now you motherfucking know. Got all designer, I'm wearing the finals. I had to be honest. Baby girl, I had to get it. I met a little bitch for honest. Now I fuck a little bitch for honest. I had to do what I get it.
Get it.
I had to do it to get it. Now I'm in a different city. Hey, still playing with the digits. I don't like fucking eyes. Yeah, baby girl, it's alright. I wanna drop in a race. Put 12 on the chase.
12. This is what he wrote with another bank.
Fuck holes in the lace. Hey. I'm the same nigga, man. I ain't even worried about what a nigga say about me. Like, if you got a dream, go for it, nigga. Fuck what a nigga got to say. Pussy. I've been scribing for this shit, man. I've been going hard, man. Ask about me, bitch. E-Walk, I might be in your whole phone. Check her last message. Pussy.
We're back. Welcome to the Fast Lane. It's been a pleasure, ladies. This has definitely been an interesting night. Been an interesting night.
It has been.
Shout out to Flash calling in from Rochester.
Amazing.
Rochester always call it lit. They always call it lit. Y'all notice that, right? Rochester is always lit. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Nike,
Lil Wop. All of them. They be lit up there. The fuck they be drinking? What's the name? Whopper.
I don't know.
Congratulations on his baby. Didn't he just have a baby or the baby? Like a couple months now.
Looking like the young father that he is. Shout out to Lil Luwak out there in Rochester, New York. It's always a pleasure. He always shouts Street My Radio out. So we must, you know, give him a holler. Shout out to Tone of Goat also. Ladies, it's been a pleasure. Anybody got anything for us tonight?
Oh, I just want to sit up here and thank all the artists that gave us an interview at South by Southwest. We really do appreciate it. If I sat up here and tried to name everybody off the top of my head, it will be hard. But so much, and we definitely hope to be getting interviews with y'all in the future.
Yeah, so make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m., 7 p.m., Gossip and Hip Hop Zone. We got Lucy coming on. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
old favorite line. Every time she say Lucy coming on, it's going to be a mess. I'm over here weak. I'm sorry. Y'all two just, y'all, when I mean y'all tickle my soul, y'all tickle my soul. On a bad day, all you got to do is go to Miss O's page, and you will see it there. Miss O and Lucy show.
And Lucy.
Harry.
People don't realize that Lucy and Little Scrappy is the same person.
Oh my gosh.
Look into it. Oh my gosh.
Not looking to it.
You see, and she was, and by the way, Lucinda Carmen was here. She'll be on tomorrow night again, as Miss O said, tomorrow on Gossiping Hip Hop. She'll be talking about her upcoming album that she'll be dropping.
March 31st.
Definitely, yes. And it's going to be, I hear it's going to be something interesting. She should be giving us a little preview real soon. So by the couple of songs that I have previewed, I like them. I must say.
Awesome.
She dropping some gems.
She's cute. I mean, she's claiming this album is going to be the best transsexual rap album of the decade or whatever.
We will see.
Let the people speak.
Lucy's going to surprise us. Y'all don't know. Lucy's going to surprise us with that big
right
comeback. She's going to get it.
Y'all better be prepared for Lucinda's album. I just want to let y'all know that. Y'all know she be wild.
Album, okay? Nobody's prepared because you never know what the hell is going to come out of Lucy's mouth.
Nope. But we definitely thank y'all for tuning in tonight. It's been a pleasure, ladies. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Fast Lane. This is Ray Boston with Miss Amira O.
Hey.
And Miss Jersey.
What up?
Y'all have a good night.
Y'all think now the fuck we coming, nigga. Before we even get that, you dig what the fuck going on. You know it's close to no shit. Living rich, man. You dig it?
I was standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now. Ride around in the spaceship, Maserati not basic. Margiela's no AC, they say they shooters won't spray shit. All these numbers feeling like the Matrix. Going 8 and no basic. Yeah, I remember posted on Slay. Trying to run them racks up, fuck them bands up. Then I ran them hundreds back up. I came with them shooters, nah, I don't need no backup. I left them all looking like Honolulu, I passed through. The shady down with NASA, we off that moon rock. And when they come to fucking, she let us like crouton. Lay her down a full tongue. No, her name ain't Stella, that just how I get my groove on. I just caught the foreign that turned to a new Trump. They say I'm dead-headed, feel like Jimmy Neutron. I just bought a Rollie for the diamonds for the time. Kobe in his prime, watch me shoot it from the line. I remember standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now. Ride around in the spaceship, Maserati not basic. Margiela's no AZ, they say they shooters won't spray shit. All these numbers feeling like the Matrix. Going 8 and no basic. Yeah,
smoking on that weed like it that important. Drinking lean, I got that important. This shit I'm rocking, bitch, you can't afford it. Bitch, I'm popping and you can't afford it. On them real ones, it's a shortage. I eat my beef in order, that's why I keep it cordial. Don't wanna kill nobody. We rich, we can't afford it. Oh yeah, my lady's gorgeous. Probably fucked your daughter. Around and drop my drying oil spill. Ain't mean to have a bit do more than four pills. Got around four players, gotta scream it, oh yeah. Gotta scream it, oh yeah. Gang, gang, bitch, you know it's gang shit. If I taint a bitch, you won't be flagrant. Spray on the fragrance, then go eat a day shift. My roll is flooded, boy. I'm not that other boy. They see a colored boy. My diamond's colored, boy. My diamond custom, boy. My packing mustard, boy. Cookie, cause that my choice.
matrix.
Boy, ain't no bathing.
Yeah,
I remember standing in the trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now.
They my homies now.
Run around in the space, Maserati not basic. Margiela's no AZ. Who say they shooters won't spray shit? Or you know me feeling like the Matrix. Going eight and no basic.
I think now the fuck we coming, nigga. Before we even get that, you dig what the fuck going on. You know it's close to no shit. Living rich, man. You dig it?
Oh, yeah. I remember standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the